let me just say to people out there, they need to steady and settle themselves. And this hysterical response that I'm hearing, this needs to calm down a little bit. We did not have any pacts at the last general election. There was no pacts then. And those people who are out there screaming and shouting now about Steve Aiken's words, where were they screaming and shouting when the DUP agreed a border down the Irish Sea 4 weeks ago? Or where were they screaming and shouting when unionism was dragged into the gutter through multiple scandals through the DUP? Where were they screaming and shouting when the DUP turned around and says Northern Ireland could stay under the European Court of Justice while the rest of the United Kingdom leave? There was no screaming and shouting here. So Steve Aiken has come out and he has said, and you wouldn't expect anything else, that there's an election coming up and he will be standing in that election. It's as simple as that and nothing more. If people are saying there needs to be cooperation, well, we're not rollover unionists. If there's got to be cooperation, then there has to be cooperation two ways. And there's no two-way cooperation at this moment in time.
What do you mean you're not rollover unionists? What do you mean by that?
People expect the Ulster Unionist Party to step aside every single time. Let's look at Upper Ban. Every election in the Upper Ban, the DUP come out and say, you have to vote for us or Sinn Féin's going to get in. You have to vote for us or Sinn Féin's going to get in. Well, if that's true, if that's really true, and they're worried about Sinn Féin getting in, given the shenanigans of our present MP in Upper Ban, does that mean the DUP are going to stand aside in Upper Ban? I bet you they don't. Just ask them that question. Everything seems to be directed at the Ulster Unionist Party. Let's start looking towards the DUP and asking them, where are they going to stand aside? What are they going to give? The answer will be nothing. So the Ulster Unionist Party will stand, and we will fight in elections as we're mandated to do.